I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I'll tell you a secret. I sometimes walk past my long rows of chock-full bookshelves, running a hand along all the colorful spines, pained by the number of volumes I've bought or been given that I still haven't found the time to read. And I think to myself, one day, perhaps there will be little else to do but sit here in my house and read. My rational mind is anticipating the long, satisfying respite of retirement. But a dark corner of my mind is playing out another scenario, something far more cataclysmic, informed surely by movies like Mad Max or Omega Man. One day, my thinking goes, when greed or war have finally caused this great civilization to topple, we'll be simple again, human again, and I'll have all the time in the world to make my way through the rest of these books. Is it dramatic to think of human civilization as coming close to having run its course? Absolutely. Is it selfish to imagine that only then will I find a sliver of free time I can put to good use? A little. But I'm sure it's just a fantasy, something that comes from the same strange place in the collective psyche from which all our apocalyptic zombie narratives emerge. Then again, maybe I'm not so sure. Quite often, in the back of my mind, I am aware of a quiet, gnawing fear. Sometimes, walking with my children down an ordinary sidewalk in our quiet neighborhood, I suddenly think, what if one day I have to command them for their own safety to run? What if one day, without warning, I need them to understand that it is dire that they watch me, listen, heed my every word? What if one day something comes for us? What then? What will we do? Today's poem, Storm, by Brooklyn Poet Laureate Tina Chang, assures me that perhaps there are other rational people out there rehearsing for a future they hope never to see. Storm, by Tina Chang. I summon them. Eat, children, eat. And they do. Lie down, children, lie down. Though the sounds of wolves move in the bushes, they lie down. This is the trust they live, the only one they sleep in. I falter, I do not falter. Each day I live like this. When I wake, the faces have fallen off the wall. Small masks, a spell there. My hands open to summon the children. Come, children, come. Let's drift beneath the table. The clouds shift and change the face of the sky. The planes fly past us. Let's watch until we feel the world turn beneath us. Come, children, let's gather our things. Let's find a hiding place before the great storm comes. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at Slowdown Show.